Liebe Kultur, ich mische Joe Bullard. How far to road with the air car sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to our program Sounds Irish, a program of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A program I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Steve Accordia, hello friends and welcome once again to another edition of Sounds Irish with me, Joe Bullard. 2 hours or so of all types and styles and genre of Irish music that I hope you're going to enjoy. Now, first of all, just to let you know, as I say so often, housekeeping notices, you cannot contact me while I'm on air because, as you've probably already been informed, this is a pre-recorded program, but you can contact me at any time by email. And the email address, everton274@sky.com, everton274 at sky.com, C-O-M, and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. I'd love to hear from you. I want to say hello to all my listeners listening to me on the Global Voice, also to all my friends on Antenna Web, and also to my friends in Boston. Hope you're enjoying the Sounds Irish programmes half as much as I am, because I'm having a ball. Let's start off with some lively foot tapping from the Jack Barrett Cayley Band, okay? Now for another track from this newly acquired double album that I got recently from the New Barleycorn. They're telling us all about the Belfast Mill. At one time, Belfast Mill employed, well, lots and lots of people. But unfortunately, due to the fact that unemployment is rife all over the world, is it not? Belfast Mill is no longer in existence. Live recording, some rounds of applause, and the lads will tell us all about the story of the Belfast Mill.
At the east end of the town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall they call Belfast Mill. There's no smoke at all coming out of the stack. That old mill has closed down and it's never coming back. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as she blows town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. There's no children playing in the dark and narrow streets since the mill has shut down. It's so quiet I can't sleep. That old mill has down. It's the only life I know. Tell me where will I go? Tell me where will I go? And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as she blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. I'm too old to work, still I'm too young to die. Tell me where will I go, my little family and I. At the east end of there's a chimney so tall they call Belfast Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack. That old mill has closed down and it's never coming back. The only tune I hear is the
Well, as I've mentioned so often on Sounds Irish, unfortunately, we have great unemployment here in Ireland. And young people are leaving our country, they reckon at about 1,000 a week. And that's a lot of people, a lot of young people. And they're heading off to places like Australia, Canada and the US. Now, here's a song which spells it all out. It's the Dublin City Ramblers. And they're telling us all about the flight of Earls, how the young people are sitting in the waiting room waiting for the bus to take them to the airport. They can hear the sounds of Dublin echoing around, the bells ringing and the paper boys calling out. And those are the sounds of home that they're going to take with them when they go to these faraway places. But the last verse in this song, as I said the last time I played this track, is that it's a bit hopeful in remember that those aeroplanes can fly both ways. And please God, in the not too distant future, things may improve and the young people may come home. I hope so.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport, and the noise to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, you boys and girls, another bloody flight of ours. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join MacAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision, we've got education too, but we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. We look on Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday. We just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So 1,000 times it's you, we've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off your new computers, cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. there'll be no youth unemployment anymore. Because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales, we're on the seas and airways and the trains. What if we see better days? Those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again.
The Flight of Earls from the Dublin City Ramblers. And while we're on the subject of Dublin, I'm going to feature a few tracks about or concerning Dublin. Just to fill you in, that Dublin is the capital of Ireland. It's situated on the River Liffey, L-I-F-F-E-Y, on the east coast of Ireland. It's Ireland's biggest city, naturally enough. It has a population of about 1.5 million, maybe 1.75 million, give or take 11 or 8. And it, even in these hard times in Ireland, it is a thriving city. It depends a lot on tourism. And the songs you're going to hear are sort of various types of Dublin songs. First of all, this is a song called Dublin in the Rare Old Times. Now, when Irish people talk about the rare old times, they talk about times of long ago, yesteryear, whatever. You know the sort of thing I mean. And here's an old man looking back on his childhood in Dublin, and he's talking about the liberties. He fell in love with Peggy Dignan, who was a child of Mary. A child of Mary is one of the, well, it used to be, and still is, now that I think of it, one of the bodies of the Catholic Church mostly dealing with women and women's issues. Also, he talks about living in the Liberties. Liberties is a district of Dublin. And then in the last verse, he's thinking of the Dublin today. And he's not impressed with all these big buildings that have been growing up along the quay. And he talks about children's games, and that's what the chorus is. Ring-a-ring-a roses, as the light decline, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
Ring-a-ring-a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was part of Dublin in the rare old times.
Ring-a-ring-a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
My name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as can be. Born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy. Like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. I courted Peggy Dinan, as pretty as you please, a roving child of Mary's, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student lad, with skin as black as coal, when he took her up to Birmingham, she took away my soul.
Lingering Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the railroad time.
The years have made me bitter, the drink has dimmed my brain, for Dublin keeps on changing and nothing stays the same. The Metropole and the Pillar are gone, the Royal Sims pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. So farewell, Annalippi, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that rise along the quay. My heart's too full of memories to want to hear new chimes. I am part of what was Dublin in the railroad time.
Green Rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the railroad time.
Ring-a-ring, Rosies, as the light decline, I remember Dublin City in the rare owl times. A children's game. Just let me explain that where children's games originated from news of the day. In today's world, we've all got television and we can all follow the soaps on television and we can all get the news directly into our homes. But in the days when people didn't read or write, all those centuries ago, the way that news was spread around was by word of mouth from one family to another. And then the children got those stories and they made games of the stories and the news of the day. Now, that's not only applies to Dublin, but you get children games in any country, in any street, in any city around the world. However, I think children's games are dying out now, except for computer games. They're totally different. But I hope you enjoyed that little explanation of children's games and how they originated. And they usually are, if you trace them back, they're true stories, and the children make up their own rhymes about those true stories. Continuing my little piece on Dublin, here's a Dublin folk song telling us all about Biddy Mulligan. Biddy Mulligan was a woman who used to sell stuff. You see, in Dublin, there was a market in Moore Street, which was a huge market for centuries. And most of the stall holders in Moore Street were women. And you could buy anything in Moore Street, from fish to fungus, if you so wished. But this is the story of Biddy Mulligan, a famous Moore Street market stallholder, not only in Moore Street, but in Francis Street and other places. And she was a well-known lady of her time, Biddy Mulligan. Sometimes when people like to paint a visual picture of Dublin, they paint a lady, Biddy Mulligan. And here she is. Well, here are the Dubliners telling us all about the story of Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe. The Coombe is a district of Dublin.
You may
travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin right down to Macroom. But where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe? I'm a scrap of a widow that lives in a place in Dublin that's known as the Coombe. and me comfort and ease you no king could excel, though me palace consists of one room. Be Patrick Street corner for 35 years, I stood be me stone, that's no lie. And while I stood there was no one would dare to say black was the white of me eye. You may travel from there to the county Kildare, from Dublin right down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the coomb? I sell apples and oranges, nuts and split peas, bullseyes and sugar sticks sweet. On a Saturday night I sell second-hand clothes from my stall on the floor of the street. Now I have a son, Mick, and he plays on the pipe. He belongs to the Longford Street Band. It would do your heart good just to see the march out of a Sunday to Sandy Mount Strand. You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin right down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the coom? Me boys, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the coom.
The distinctive sound of Ronnie Drew there telling us the story of Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the coom. And I'm sure I've mentioned it on Sounds Irish before, but every time I hear Ronnie Drew sing, I think of my father, because he had a voice exactly like that. And they're both gone to God now. Continuing with our little Dublin presentation. Dublin, as I said earlier, is on the River Liffey on the coast. And as you come into Dublin or leave Dublin, you go through Dublin Bay, and there's some wonderful beaches and picturesque scenes around Dublin Bay. And a very dear friend of mine, May O'Higgins, wrote this song many moons ago about Dublin Bay and how it appeared to her. Here's Bridie Gallagher telling us all about the beauties of Dublin Bay.
I travel far over the ocean to a land that is wondrous and fair. But of my Dublin I am dreaming, for my heart it will always be there. When shadows and the lights of the city are gay, sure the light that I see in my memory are shining on my Dublin Bay. I have riches and rings on my fingers, but my loneliness I can't disguise. How I long for the love light that lingers in the sunshine of soft Irish eyes. This song from my heart I am singing, from a heart that's more lonely each day. Can it be I must always keep dreaming of loved ones on my Dublin Bay? Can it be I must always keep dreaming of loved ones on my Dublin Bay?
Bridie Gallagher telling us all about My Dublin Bay. And that must have been recorded when Bridie was towards the end of her career, because she lived to be a right old age. I think she only passed away earlier on this year at the age of, well, nearly 90, I'm sure. But that was Bridie Gallagher singing My Dublin Bay, written by May O'Higgins. This next track I've played before. In fact, I think on the very first Sounds Irish programme, I played the original by Noel Purcell, but we're not going to get that. We're going to get the Paddy Riley version of it. Just let me paint the picture. It paints a picture of a shopping area, a rather fashionable shopping area in Dublin, which is Grafton Street, and at the top of which is Stephen's Green, which is a wonderful park area. And on summer's day, you can walk up Grafton Street, drop in and have a cup of coffee in the outdoor coffee docks, or you can go into Stephen's Green and feed the ducks in the pond. And on a summer's day, there's no better place on earth than Stephen's Green on a sunny summer morning or a sunny afternoon. And that this is one of my favourite Dublin tracks, and it's one of my favourite places in Dublin to be. I even like shopping in Grafton Street, which is a wonderful shopping area. However, here's Paddy Riley and the Dublin Saunter.
I've been north and I've been south, I've been east and west, I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best, just a little town I call my own. For Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're a king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. I've been here and I've been there, I've sought the rainbow's end, but no crock of gold I've found. Now I know that come what will, whatever fate may send, here my roots are deep in friendly ground. For Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're the king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning.
I mentioned earlier about Biddy Mulligan, and if people want to give you, portray a sort of visual Dublin, they portray a lady, Biddy Mulligan, but as well as that, quite often, they portray a younger girl, and that's Molly Malone. Now, I've done a little bit of research into Molly Malone, and the last time I did this on Sounds Irish, I'm afraid I upset, well, two people, because I got emails sort of slapping my legs, but I only go by the research I do and the information I get. It seems there was a Molly Malone, and she used to sell cockles and mussels during the day in her wheelbarrow, as her parents did before her. She used to go down to the quay and take the cockles and mussels from the fishermen, put them into her wheelbarrow, and wheel them through the streets of Dublin, calling out, "Cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh!" But it seems also that she, along with a lot of her friends who worked in the same trade, in the evening time, took themselves down to the red light district of Dublin. And, well, I don't need to go into detail, but that's what they did in the evening time. Now, this is following some research that I did, because if you listen to the last verse, the sad verse. She dies of her fever. And we all know what she died of. And that is the information I got. Now, I'm sorry, if you don't like the story, please don't shoot the messenger. But here's the most famous of all Dublin folk songs, sung for us by Ruby Murray.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they each wheeled their barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, alive. Save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. But her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels.